This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a big matchup, not only because Coach Hurley used to coach at Buffalo, and him and Coach Oates are really good friends, and they were assistant and head coach. But it's a big matchup because Arizona State's a really good team, and I feel like we're a really good team, and people are saying that they don't know if we're going to win this game, but we're just going to go out there and give it our all, and we should be good with the results.
C.J. Massenburg, one of the stars of the UB men's team that have become somewhat household names, Perkins and Harris, and like, just so cool how this has happened. Nate Oates is largely due the credit, the coach of the team, who joins us now on the West Her Hotline from Tulsa. Nate.
What's going on?
Are you getting
holding it down in Grand Island?
What's that? Sorry.
So you holding it down for me in Grand Island?
Of course. Are you getting good questions down there? So like you've been to the tournament. This is your third time. People know who you are. Ranked all year. What's the difference if there is one in the kind of questions you get in like media wise?
Well, we have the media where we have to go in, do our little deal, and literally the entire time, all they asked me about today was my relationship with Coach Hurley. Mm-hmm. I got no questions about my players. I literally spent like 15, 20 minutes talking about Coach Hurley and my relationship. So hopefully, if we get a win, I'll be able to talk more about my players since they're the ones that should be being talked about, not mm-hmm. Coach Hurley and myself.
Yeah.
Tell us all about Coach Hurley, then. That's what everyone wants to know. No, I'm kidding. I don't really care.
Well, I did have the pleasure of watching an Arizona State game with you once. And so I would, like, I'm not going to talk out of school, but I know that, or at least at the time, that you were in communication with him. Like, is that still the case? Like, I also heard you say you thought you sort of expected once the draw was playing out that they might do this to you or for you, to create this matchup.
Yeah, do this to us is really what I would rather not play him. Obviously, he gave me my start in the business, so you know I do pull for him still. No, we still talk. We, as a matter of fact, we talked Sunday night after the selection show, and kind of you know agreed we'd pull for each other and we're friends now, and we'll compete really hard during the game and then be friends after the game. So it's not an ideal situation, but it is what it is.
So how do you feel your team is? What kind of form are they in? Obviously, you won the MAC tournament last weekend, but I know I read or maybe I heard you say something earlier this week with Howard and Jeremy referring to, you know, playing, you know, big conference programs again, and like that you got to kind of get your game in order for that. So I'm just curious, like, how you feel your team is approaching this.
You know, I think they're mature, and I think they're really locked in. I think they realize that this team's really talented. We're playing. We're going to have to play our best basketball. It's not going to be one of those games where we can come in and, you know, I felt like we won 12 in a row, but some of these 12 wins we've gotten, we didn't necessarily play our best on whether it's one end or the other. You know, we may have shot the ball great but not guarded or played great defense, but had a bunch of turnovers. We're going to have to put both sides of the ball together to get a win tomorrow.
So it's UB and Arizona State tomorrow afternoon. Nate Oates with us, Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR. What do you think your tournament experience is worth? What happened last year is worth? Is it something where like you wouldn't dwell on it or maybe think it matters to focus on, or is it something you're relying on here this weekend?
No, I do think it helps. I think guys have been there. One, you build confidence up by doing that. I mean, we play nine guys every game. Seven of those nine guys all played last year and were significant contributors in the win against Arizona. Mm-hmm. So they don't have to convince themselves they can beat a team like this in the NCAA tournament. They've already beaten a team that was really good last year. So let's rely on it, but you know, let's also learn from our mistakes. Let's you know, maybe we didn't do something quite as good as we were supposed to. So we're going to keep, you know, we're going to keep preparing like they're supposed to. I think our guys are pretty good, though. I do want them to, you know, we always use past experiences, learn from the past, you know, don't dwell on it, but learn from it. So I think we learned some good lessons last year.
What about this Arizona State specifically is something, maybe a few things that you feel like you need to really, you know, buckle down on?
Well, I think their offensive rebounding is really good. They're one of the better rebounding teams in the country. We have to take care of the ball. We can't turn the ball over because that'll get them out in transition. They're one of the most athletic teams in the country, especially, I mean, really all over the place. They're really athletic. They get fouled a bunch. They get to the free throw line a lot, so we got to be smart with how we guard them. We can't end up in foul trouble the whole game. You know, I mean, those are the big ones. And then there's some little nuances, you know, here and there. But we got to be tough without being stupid and fouling. I mean, we got to box out. We got to, you know, keep bodies on guys so their athleticism gets negated a little bit. And, you know, obviously it helps when you make shots. And we beat Arizona last year. We made 15 threes, so that certainly wouldn't hurt.
What kind of fan support will you have there?
It's a good question. I mean, last year we didn't – you know, they sent us out west to Boise and didn't think we'd have much. All of a sudden the entire gym all of a sudden was Buffalo fans. It was awesome. Being the sixth seed versus the 13 seed, I don't know if we can pull that off like we did last year, but I don't know. We'll see.
Right, 13 last year. You're at that game. I mean, I've been to the tournament like that and just sort of you don't know anything about the team you're watching, but, ooh, look at this. Let's go.
That's exactly what happened. Our guys did a really good job, and, you know, they kind of endeared themselves to the city of Boise. You know, it didn't hurt that I think Kentucky had said some stuff about they didn't want to go to Boise, and we were just happy to be there, so they kind of took us under their wing. Well, hopefully we can get Tulsa to do the same thing down here.
Tulsa and Boise, these are not exactly easy direct flights for fans who want to make the trip.
I don't think there's any directs to either of those two cities, if I'm not mistaken. So
no, but, you know,
probably not too easy unless they got, you know, some, maybe you could arrange some private charters down there or something to get a direct.
Yeah. We'll get on that.
Yeah.
Be nice.
So how split, like what, I heard I heard the AD on yesterday talking about, and I don't know that he divulged where he was going to go, Nate. So, like, how split is the athletic department with the women playing at the, like, almost the exact same time, but in Storrs, Connecticut, while you guys are in Tulsa?
Yeah, I believe they said senior women's athletic director, Kathy Twist, out with the women.
All right.
And Mark came with us. Okay. So Mark is here with us. I'm not sure exactly how they're splitting everybody else up, but, we've got our administrator, Eric Gross. He's here. But, yeah, it didn't make it easy on us. I think last year we were on a Thursday. They were on a Friday, so made it a little bit easier. You could kind of go back and forth. It would have been nice if they'd have put us in Hartford with the girls being right there in stores.
Yeah.
Well,
but they didn't.
I know from talking to you in the past, you've never minded. Mike even referenced one way you answered a question I asked you last year about going into the MAC tournament as the favorite, and you just said something to the effect of, "I'd rather be the favorite. I'd rather be hunted." Right. It means we're good. So I'm wondering now. I mean, community wise, like the support was really, really strong. The scene in the arena for home games was unprecedentedly good. So. And now you won a game last year, so now the pressure is there to win two, I think, like from the fans who maybe haven't been following the program super closely all year long. I'm wondering if anything feels different to you here going into this thing this year as a six, having won last year and knowing that people back in Buffalo here are going, okay, well, go win this and then go beat Texas Tech.
Yeah, no, there's a little pressure amongst ourselves too. We always said we wanted to go further than we did last year, so that's getting to that second weekend. So, yeah, we're going to have to beat, whether it's Northern Kentucky or Texas Tech, if we can get by Arizona State. So we've got to buckle down. It's not going to be easy. Sure, I mean, if you get to the second weekend of the tournament, you're supposed to be one of the best 16 teams in the country. So we're right there, though. I mean, yeah. in the polls and the rankings, we're close. It's just it's going to be a war. We're going to have to play really well.
Nate, all the best. We really appreciate you taking time out for us today. It's got to be just...
No, thanks for having me on. You guys are great. Love coming on your show.
Thank you, Nate. Good luck tomorrow.
All right, you guys. Take care.
All right.
Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.